Michael said he'll give a bless you, Michael. You might be the next preacher out here, son. Don't you laugh at that. Amen. Okay, turn your Bibles to the book of Job, chapter 40. Job chapter 40. In Job chapter 40, moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, shall he that contendeth with the Almighty instruct him? He that reproveth God, let him answer it. Then Job answered the Lord and said, behold, I am vile. Folks, we need to realize what kind of creatures we are. Job did. What shall I answer thee? I will lay my hand upon my mouth. Once have I spoken, but I will not answer. Yea, twice, but I will proceed no further. Then answered the Lord unto Job out of the whirlwind. May God bless the reading of his word. Now, Job was a man in his day, was the God's best witness in the world at that time. That was sometime about 19 to 2,000 years before Christ. So we're going to talk about a little while with you today, what is God like? What is God like? First of all, let's recognize there are those that don't believe there's even a God today. And that's a growing crowd. Some have the weird idea that this universe, think about this now, this universe and all that's here just evolved along with man over billions of years. You know as well as I do, things today don't evolve. Things decay, amen. The only problem with their belief is this. There is a God, and he did make the universe. And everything in it, he made it for his own good pleasure. Now, nobody can't prove there's a God. But you can prove it to yourself. Because you can get to know him. The Bible says, if you'll seek me, you'll find me. Now, I can only speak for myself. I know there's a God. The Bible says in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. In Revelation 4:11, it's written, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. God made everything for himself. But what do we think today? We think it's all for us, don't we? Ain't that right? Everybody think this is for me. No, God made it for himself. Hey, a little bit of information, folks. Listen to me. God made you for himself. You don't belong to yourself. We're all responsible to God. We're all accountable to God. And we can't get out of it. You can't take a vacation day. Or a personal day, or a sick day, at the right day, you got to appear before God. Every one of us. Do you ever wonder what God's like? Do you ever think about what is God like? You've never seen him. In fact, God dwells in light, the Bible says. God dwells in light. You think about how bright that sun is. Now, that's a bright sun. It's been bright this summer, amen? Well, that sun looks like a little old nothing to the sight of God as far as brightness is concerned. I mean, the sun is something God made, amen? In Exodus 15:11, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like among the gods? Wherefore thou art great, O Lord God, for there is none like thee, neither is there any God besides thee. 2 Samuel 7:22 states, O Lord, there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee. 1 Chronicles 17:20 states. And Isaiah the prophet wrote in Isaiah 40:18, for to whom then will ye liken God? Or what likeness will ye compare unto him? So how would you describe God? Well, the Bible gives us a very little bit of information about God. Let's admit, to begin with, God is too great for human or angels to understand or to describe. But we're going to discuss a few of those things with you today. Just a few of them. In Romans 11:33, think about this verse Paul wrote. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments. Unsearchable. Get that. And his ways are past finding out. Now, you have a Bible, right? Now, you can read all that Bible, study that Bible, really get to know that Bible, and know very little about God because he's so great. I got a feeling when we get to heaven, we're going to know so much more than this book tells us about God. Because he's God, folks. And there's no other God but him. There's no other God but him. So let's start our thoughts by discussing what God is like. God is said to be the Almighty God. The Almighty God. One word to describe God is omnipotent. It means almighty. It means all power. God has all power. When God made this world, he just spoke it. Did you know it didn't take a bit of energy for him to do that? He didn't lose any energy when he did that. And listen, this world is so big, this universe is so big, that the smartest people in the world don't know how big it is. With all of their instruments. And just to this galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy that we live in, it's so huge itself that they have sent space probes out in space that's been going for years and years out into space, and it hadn't even got out of this galaxy. And it's been going for years and years at incredible speeds. And it's still within just this one galaxy. And they say there's, I don't know how they know this, but they say there's billions of galaxies like this one we live in. And God made it. God made it. And then we think we're so proud and we're somebody. Have you ever been up in an airplane at 35,000 feet, which is where they usually run at, around 35,000 feet? You look down to earth, an automobile looks like a little ant. And a human, you don't see them. Yet God sees us, every one. We're just open before him all the time. Yeah. The Bible says, listen, about God's power. Listen to me carefully. Let me have your attention. The Bible says in Psalm 33:9, for he spake and it was done. He spake and it was done. Me and Brother Chavis went to Wilmington the other day. He said, preacher, will you go with me to Wilmington? You know, he spoke, but we weren't there. We weren't there when he wanted to go, but God spoke and the universe was. Now, that's our God, folks. That's what God is like. That's the kind of power we're talking about. The power that he can speak and whatever he wants is. In Isaiah 45 and 12, I have made the earth, God says. I made the earth. And I created man upon it, God says. I put a man down here, God says. And I even my hands have stretched out the heavens, stretched them out. And all their hosts have I commanded. God says, I put the heavens up yonder. I commanded them all. Folks, we're talking about somebody when we're talking about God Almighty, who is our creator, our maker. Think of it this, God's power and all the universe is not only he spoke it and made it, but think about it this way. God is holding it up out in space. All creation is just hanging out there. You walk out on one night, one moonlit night with a full moon, and look at that moon. What's holding that moon up there? What keeps that moon from come crashing down on us? God. God. That's power, folks. God put it there and told it to stay there. Woo, what a God. And I'm going to get to live with him one day. Amen. Yeah. What's God like? God is like this. He's everywhere. There's no place God is not there. I went down to Wilmington the other day, like I said. Hey, God was down there. No place you go, you'll find God's already there when you get there. That the term for that is omnipresent. Anywhere in this universe that God created, God is there. In fact, I'll go one further. God's even outside the universe. He's bigger than the universe. That's what God is like. Folks, and then man thinks he can rebel against God and get by with it. Man thinks he can scoff at God and curse God and not answer to God. Man's deceived. Man's deceived. Yeah, God is everywhere. There's no place you can go and hide from God because he's there. He knows where you're hiding at. In fact, he's hiding there with you. Amen. He's hiding with you. He's definitely a big God, and you can't escape his presence. So you need to try to hide anything from him because he knows about it. He knows about it. What's God like? He knows everything. And he's always known everything there is to know. This is what's so awesome to me. This little old boy, when I was little, like little Carter back there, I remember I had to go to school. I never did like it. But I was in the process of learning, and I'm still learning, and you're still learning. You're here today to learn. God never learned. God always knew it. Isn't that awesome to think about? God has always known everything. God has never learned anything. He's always known everything. There's nothing else for him to learn or know. He knows it all already. That's our God. Ain't he awesome? And to think, he cares about all of us. A God like this with all this power, with all this knowledge. Yes. He knows all your thoughts, and he knew all your thoughts before you were ever born. He knows all your intentions. He knows why. you did or didn't do it. You do not have any secrets, and all that you think you have will be revealed at the judgment. God will never have to learn anything because he already knows everything there is to know. He's an awesome God, folks. What is God like? God is infinite. That means he's unlimited. You can't limit God. He's unlimited. The mind of man cannot fathom the great God of eternity. This means his greatness cannot be conceived by men or by angels. When we say God is infinite, this means God has no bounds. He's not bound in any manner. He's not limited in any manner. God is measureless. Nothing in God is more or less or large or small. God is. God is what he is in himself. God is God, folks. God is God. He don't have any competition. The devil's no competition to God, folks. Did y'all know that? God can zap the devil just like that. The devil's a created being. God is not created. God is. See, there's a difference. There's a difference between God is and everything else is being created. What is God like? Well, Jesus said in John 5:26, for as the Father hath life in himself, God is self-sufficient. God does not need you. So that makes us not so important then, don't it? Amen. If God don't need me, and you know what, me as a preacher or any other preacher, God don't need me. God can get you. A person don't want to preach for God, God can get somebody else. God don't need angels. God doesn't need anything, church. There's not a thing God needs. He don't need a drink of water. He don't need a bite of food. God's a self-existent one. He's always existed. And that's what blows our mind. Where did he come from? He's always been. He'll always be. There's no button to push to delete God. God is. That's where our security's at. That's where our security's at, church. We ain't going to lose it. Because God's already said, if I save you, you're mine forever. And God can't lie. Amen? Y'all see what y'all got by being saved? You got the God that is, that's give us eternal life. And only he can do that. All life comes from God. All life. No creature anywhere has life within itself. All life is a gift of God. Your life is a gift. And y'all already mentioned some of it already today about people killing their babies. That baby was a gift. That baby was gifted by God to be a blessing to this world, and somebody killed it. There's no telling how many that's been killed might have had a cure for cancer, that God would have used them to brought about cure for some diseases. And man disposed of them. God cannot be given anything. You can't give God anything. But 1 He has given it to you. This morning, you came in, you brought your tithes and your offerings. You couldn't have given them tithes and offers if God hadn't given them to you first. Did you know that? Think about that, folks. You can't give God anything. You can't give God time if He didn't give you time. Folks, that's what God is like. He's God. And we'll talk about He's good after a while, maybe. Yes. Remember, all the pride of man is nothing. Man's nothing. He thinks he's something. Man's only claim to be important is this. One thing makes a man important. You know what that is? You're created in God's image. That's what makes you important. Think about that statement. You're created like God in His image. Now that's puts value on our lives. That's what makes you important. What's God like? God is said to be immutable. What does that mean? That's one of them 88-cent words, immutable. That means God, you ready for this? Never changes. He never changes. God is like He is today, like He was before the world was ever made. He's the same God. He hadn't changed a bit. He's not got any older, Brother Chambers. He's not got any gray hairs putting up with me and you either. God is immutable. He doesn't change. He's the same eternal God, the holy God. And He'll always be that. God is always Himself and has always been just as He is today. He cannot change for the better. And He's perfectly holy already. Before creation, God was just like He is today, and He always will be. Man changes, but not the sovereign, eternal God. He's a God of goodness, love, mercy, and grace. He's always been that. He'll always be that. He doesn't change. You can depend on Him, folks. You can depend on Him because He's the same God all the time. Isn't that awesome? What's God like? God's faithful. He's a faithful God who you can fully trust with all of your heart. You can put your whole confidence in God. Now, you might have a little bit of reservation to put all your confidence in man. But you can put every bit of your trust in God because He's a God that's faithful. What God says in His Word will not change. This book is true. It won't change. God's Word won't change. It won't be updated. The Bible says it's forever settled in heaven. The Bible says it's His eternal Word. Amen? God will always be faithful, a faithful friend to His people. You want a friend? There's none like Jesus. There's an old song that goes like that. What a friend is Jesus. Men may desire to be faithful. I want to be faithful, but I fail. We want to be faithful, but we can fail. God can't fail. Amen. God can't fail because He's God. He's a faithful God. 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. God is a faithful God. You can depend on Him. You can trust Him. What is God like? God is like the man Jesus who once stopped a funeral procession. Did you get me what I just said? God is like the man Jesus. By the way, who was Jesus? He was God. Don't forget that. Don't miss that. And boy, that's a fascinating truth. That Jesus Christ was the Almighty God, and He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Understanding that, no man does, but it's still true. Hey, He stopped a funeral procession. A mother was taking her only son who had died to the cemetery. And Jesus spoke to the corpse. And He immediately arose and went home with His mother. That's what God is like. He's a life giver. He's a comforter, and He cares. That's what God is like. And let me insert here, believers don't die. If you're a believer, you won't ever die. Oh, but I'm going to. No, you're going to go to sleep. That's the difference. We go to sleep in the Lord. Believers do. Unsaved people die. Death means. The word death means separation. It don't mean you're not. It means just separation. Death means separation. When an unsaved person dies, they're separated from God forever. Unbelievers are separated forever. Believers go to sleep in the Lord and wake up in His presence. That's a big difference, folks. There's a big difference. Because when we got saved, we were reconciled back to God. And we've been given the life of God. We've been given eternal life. Because God only can give eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Savior. What's God like? God is like the man Jesus who was walking down a road with a crowd. And he saw a man up a tree. He told the man to come down, and he'd go to his house for dinner. He did not want to go just to eat. He wanted to give Zacharias salvation. That's what God is like, always giving the best gifts. God don't want a bum off you. You've not got anything God wants. Except He wants your love. That's what He wants. God wants your love. God made you so you could know Him and love Him. Because He's a God of love that loves you so much He let His Son die to save you from sin. What a God. That's what God is like. Always giving the best gifts to us. And we're not satisfied like I preached last Sunday. What's God like? God is like the man Jesus walking down the crowded road and a woman with an issue of blood for 18 years. The doctors could not help, pushed her way through that crowd just to touch the hem of His garment. Boy, did she have faith? Jesus turned around and saw her, and suddenly she was healed of her dread disease. That's what God is like. He can do what doctors cannot do, and He longs to do such. The woman was not imposing upon Him. She saw He was the great physician, and she believed in Him. Folks, if we put our trust in the Lord, it's amazing what the Lord can do for us. It's amazing. God's a good God, folks. And always has our best interest at heart. And He's working in our lives through the hardships we may have to get us to lean more on Him. What's God like? God is like the woman taken in adultery and dragged before Jesus by the religious leaders. By the law, she should have been stoned. But Jesus said, I find no fault in her. Go and sin no more. Jesus said He did not come to condemn men, but to give life and to give it more abundantly. That's what God is like. God don't want to condemn anybody. Did you know judgment's God's strange work? He don't want to judge anybody. That's the reason He has people like me and teachers teaching the Word of God. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ so you won't be judged and separated from God. People are going to be judged because they won't listen to what this book says, because there's an appointed day of judgment. God does not want to condemn and judge. He wants to give freedom from sin. What's God like? God is like the man Jesus out on the hillside with thousands of people listening to His sermon. And He tells everyone to sit down. And He takes a little boy's lunch and feeds 5,000 men plus women. And there's 12 baskets of food left over. And listen to this. That little boy, about the size of the little man back there, he borrowed his lunch and fed those people. And when that little boy went home to mama, he had more fish to take than he brought. Amen. Amen. That's what God is like, folks. That's what God is like. What's God like? God is like the man Jesus that He met among the tomb. He was cutting Himself, and He was out of His mind. He had no clothes on. He was like a madman. Jesus spoke to Him, and the demons that troubled His soul fled away into the swine nearby, and they ran madly into the lake, and they drowned. And the deranged man, now sane, is told by Jesus to go home and tell everyone what the Lord had done for him. And that's what we're supposed to do. What's the Lord done for you? Has the Lord give you salvation? Has the Lord forgiven you of your sin? What's God like in closing? God is a spirit. He's a spirit being. He's not tangible. God is an eternal being. That's what He's like. He's eternal. He's always existed. He'll always exist. God loves you more than you love yourself. Can you understand that? You know how much you love yourself? God loves you more than that. That's what God is like. God is good. And the only one good, that's what God is like. You know, there's no one good in all this world but God. Jesus said, by God's standard, only God is good. God cares for you. God cares for your soul. That's what God is like. God can meet all your needs. Because He is God, and He will if you trust Him. He'll take care of your needs. But you got to trust Him. You got to learn to trust the Lord. You got to learn to lean on the Lord. Depend on the Lord. That's what God is like. He's somebody you can trust. So why not serve Him with all your heart? He's your best friend. You ain't got a friend better than Jesus, who is God. Nobody like Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. And Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. The only way to know God is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you get to know the Lord Jesus Christ, you begin to understand God more. How blessed your life will be. What peace you will have. What joy you will have. What contentment you will have. I've just given you a few thoughts concerning what God is like. There's so many more if I'd have time. Some of the attributes of our God that the Bible tells us about our God. And He wants us to know it because He loves us. And He's inviting all of us to come and spend eternity with Him at His house. Amen? At His house. Amen? Loving God, thank you for the love of God and the grace of God through Jesus Christ. Thank you for the good word of God that tells us about our Heavenly Father, who sent His own Son into the world to take upon Himself our sin and to be judged in our place, so that all who believe in Him could be forgiven, receive eternal life, and live in the presence of God throughout eternity, where there won't be heartaches and disappointments. There won't be sicknesses and diseases. There'll be no more death. Praise God. Because God's going to take all the former things away. And the Bible says all things will become new. Praise God for such a Savior. And for the love of God in Jesus Christ, we give thanks. Amen and amen. May God speak to hearts today. Maybe you want to come to the altar today and just praise God for being God, because there's no God like Him. As I've said, He don't have competition, and He don't change, and His love for you is eternal, and you won't ever regret anything you do for God to promote His work.